Hello, and welcome to The Alchemist with Isis Jade, the keys to living your very best life in alignment with your mind, body, and spirit. My name is Isis Jade, and I am delighted that you are here. I am the formulator behind Alchemist Co. and Warrior Relief, two brands focused on helping people use bioenergized products to help you live your very best life. I am an alignment coach, licensed spiritual counselor, holistic medicine practitioner, author, clairvoyant, and energy alchemist. I have over a dozen certifications in various healing arts, and I also carry PhDs in bioenergetics, holistic medicine, and traditional naturopathy, and I've written over 10 books. This podcast is full of immediate strategies that you can apply today to help you bring yourself back into full alignment and live your very best life, fully embodied in mind, body, and spirit, through a variety of holistic tools, including energy healing, aromatherapy, herbs, naturopathic processes, secret universal laws, visualization tips, how to break any bad habit fast, and how to completely reframe your entire self-concept and more. So if you are ready for your total mind, body, and spirit level up, then brilliant soul, you're in the right place. Understanding goddess power and goddess energy and what it can do for you in your life. What I really want to talk to you about today is really about how to step into and embrace your authentic goddess empowerment and your nature so that you can manifest the kind of things and results and experiences that you truly want in your life. As we embark upon this new year, I'm sure you have tons of resolutions. Most people do. Or maybe you just have two or three really big goals you want to achieve this year. Regardless of what you want to achieve, whether it's to make more money, find a new job, maybe start your own business, maybe kind of rebalance your health and wellness a little bit, maybe reinvigorate your workout routine, lose a few pounds, eat a little bit better. I mean, all of these resolutions we all make. They're ubiquitous across all of us. And today I want to talk about a little bit about how to trigger yourself into being able to manifest the kind of changes you want in your life. And doing that means by embracing and acknowledging the power you have within you to bring about anything you desire, including these resolutions that you've made. The tapping into your goddess power, that's a powerful, effortless, and dynamic and effective energetic way for you to transform your life from inside out into every aspect that you have to focus on that you want to improve and manifest any result, anything you desire, any experience you desire, any relationship you want to improve upon or desire to attract into your life, literally anything. Your goddess power can assist you in manifesting those things and attracting those perfect situations and scenarios to you. You know, it doesn't really matter if your desire is maybe for financial abundance, and whose isn't, right? Maybe it's relief from anxiety, which I know a lot of women struggle with, especially if we're suffering with adrenal burnout, the chronic stress of being in a high stress work environment, the chronic stress of family and bills and relationships. These things really can bear down on us and weigh us down, especially if we feel like we're the only ones really here dealing with or resolving the issues. And women, I think we all feel like this from time to time, especially when we don't always feel like our partner is stepping in and doing their full share. Sometimes we feel like we have such a heavy, heavy burden to bear all by ourselves. Sometimes we want to attract better or more ideal romantic relationships. Maybe we want to improve upon the romantic relationship we're involved in right now. Maybe we want to attract, like I said, the ideal job or career. Maybe we want to increase our creativity or expand our artistic flow. Something that I've personally been really working on that I've shared with you a little bit on my personal blog as well. Maybe you're struggling with finding your authentic self, your authentic self-expression, being able to speak from your true heart or from your core. Being unable to speak your truth. Maybe you feel locked down in some way or shut down and unable to share who you really are and what you're really here to do. Maybe it's being able to attract the kinds of scenarios and experiences for you to be able to accomplish more in your life with less effort than you ever believed possible. Maybe you'd like more time in your life for the ones you love. Or, I mean, really just about anything else you can possibly think of. Maybe it's more greater self-acceptance, self-confidence, finding yourself more in tune with the world around you. Maybe it's you want to feel like you're worth something. Maybe you're looking to be more empowered. Maybe you want to be more assertive in your relationships and stop feeling like you're being run over all the time or that you're having to compromise everything just to make everyone else happy. But at the end of the day, maybe you yourself feel completely empty and like a shadow. All of these things, I'm telling you, all of these things that we've listed here in the last couple minutes, all of those things and anything else you can possibly think of, if you learn to harness your goddess power and direct it into the flow that you desire, it can effortlessly manifest all of these wonderful things for you. Now, a lot of women struggle with this idea of power. It's a hard word for a lot of people, especially women, to come to terms with. And a lot of times when we think power, we think of control. We think of having power over someone else or over a situation or a circumstance. We think about power as wielding it over and above someone else. And that's not what I'm talking about at all. Goddess power, and I use these two words together, goddess and power, as a ubiquitous and unique combination that's absolutely charged with an energy to excite, empower, motivate, and energize you, especially if you've long felt that your life was operating outside of your own influence, or you feel like you're just constantly reacting to circumstances rather than proactively taking back your energy and your personal power to influence and shape the life of your dreams. For women out there, a lot of my clients, they've also told me that their life has become one enormous battle after another where they feel like they're fighting against everyone around them, fighting against their partners, their business associates, maybe their children, maybe themselves, their family members, their siblings. Maybe they just feel like they're railing against the entire world around them. Nobody seems to hear them, and they feel like they're voiceless and shapeless and completely invisible. If you've ever felt like this, my friend, then this, what I'm teaching across the Goddess Show and on my blog and website and my many programs and books that I'm going to be releasing one at a time this year, these things will enable you and empower you to be able to become visible, physical, and empower you to become the woman of your dreams, to step into your true goddess power and elicit the kind of changes that you really want to elicit in a very, very, very short time period. Now, goddess power is actually a very vital, energetic, unstoppable, unlimited creative force. And it can be seen in all aspects of our lives if we just know where to look for it. We might call her Mother Nature, for example. You've heard of Mother Nature and how no one can stop the march of nature. Whenever we see fallen civilizations, they're overgrown with the march of Mother Nature. She always, over time, no matter what, she always has this ability to heal herself from within and take back what's rightfully hers. This is your force. This is your goddess. This is your energy. And we also call her Earth or Gaia. Same thing. You see, goddess power can be seen everywhere in everything. Goddess power is the power that enables us as women to create life, to sustain life, to give unconditional love to those who we've given life to, for our children, unconditional love and nurturing to our partners in life, to our families, to be able to invest ourselves wholly into the flow of creative work and artistic expression. That's goddess power right there. Nothing made by man can stop her. And nothing that man can institute in this world can eradicate her raw and awesome force. She'll always ultimately overcome all odds if we allow her force to influence us in our lives. Now, most women today, we've forgotten how to get in touch with our authentic goddess nature. And we've never really stepped into and owned our true personal power, our true goddess power, our true energy, our authentic nature. many of us really shy away from such a powerful and dynamic force. And I've worked with women across all fields, across many, many different industries, from executives to solo entrepreneurs and everything in between, from writers and artists to CEOs. And I can tell you, at every level that I've worked with, I have come across women who have, to some extent or another, stopped themselves from fully embracing themselves as a whole creative force to be reckoned with. I think it's because most women don't truly believe that they deserve to have this type of energy act out on their behalf, much less that they believe that they're capable of controlling or directing such a powerful, powerful force in their life. They feel very afraid of it. Sometimes they feel a little ashamed of it. Sometimes they're scared of it. Oh, that's not really who I am. I'm this small person. I'm not really that big or that bold or that vibrant. And sometimes they are really that big and that bold and that vibrant in their public lives with their public faces, but in their private lives, when women come to me and work with me, we often find that they stymie back so much of their inner goddess power in order to please the ones that they love and so that they don't feel like they're going to be alone in their private lives. Well, this is the great news, and I'm really happy to tell you that, yes, you have unlimited access to this goddess energy because she's you and you are her. There is no separation here. We're all of us are goddesses. If you're a woman, if you're born into a woman's body, if you at your heart of hearts feel feminine and energized as a feminine woman, you're a goddess. That's it. That's all there is to it. So you get the right and you have the privilege both to call yourself a goddess. Say that out loud with me. I am a goddess. Come on, stretch out your arms, stand up and tell yourself, call yourself out. I am a goddess. How does that feel to you? How does that really feel to you? Does that vibrate in your core, or do you feel afraid of that energy? Are you afraid of that vitality? Calling yourself a goddess, and this is one of the hardest things for me to be able to do, was to call myself a goddess, call myself out and step into my true power, step into truly who and what I am. Calling myself a goddess, that was the hardest, most impossible thing for me. I felt like I should be humble, that I should be narrow, that I should fit inside what I believe society wants me to be. I let society, I let my family, I let my friends, I let my coworkers, I let everyone around me define me for who and what I was. But I never sat down and truly defined myself. So one day when I actually sat down and wrote out in my signature, the goddess Isis Jade, I felt such a huge lift of excitement and energy and vitality like I never felt before. And then when I called myself the goddess guide, when I realized I signed my signature, the goddess guide, meaning I guide women into their authentic goddess nature, I felt such a powerful energy, such a vital force, such a true purpose for me that I realized that this was who I am and this is what I'm here to do. How exciting that was for me the moment I realized that that's who I am. And you can find that same energy, that same vital force, that same vital excitement for your life as well. You can use the power of your inner goddess nature to enact magic and miracles and attract limitless abundance to you. And you can use it to impact and positively influence the lives of everyone around you. It's that remarkable. It's that profound. Now, whether you believe it or not, and most women will shake their head going, yeah, but I'm not feeling it. Regardless of whether you feel it yet or not, believe me when I tell you that your authentic goddess nature, your authentic goddess power is lying asleep within you. It's lying asleep within you. It is a force to be reckoned with. She is a powerful, dynamic force. She's amazing. And when I look at you, when I see you, whenever we're face to face or I'm doing teleconferences and I hear your voice and your vision of your image comes through to me, that's who I see. That's what I see. That's who I communicate with. She radiates out the highest, most amazing aspects of who and what you are. And that's my job, to bring that out from you, to cultivate that from you, to coax that out of you, regardless of how hard you hold on to it and say, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to be that goddess. That's my job, to coax it out of you and then to show you in the mirror and the reflections, showing you, see, this is who you are. This is how remarkable you are. And this is what you're truly capable of. I believe that your goddess essence, your true goddess essence, is sensual. She's succulent. She's outrageous. She's unconditional. She's artistic. She's crazy, eccentric, fun-loving, dynamic, impetuous, joyful, powerful, very, very colorful, inevitably creative. I mean, just infinitely creative, deeply, deeply intelligent, and completely awe-inspiring. And when she steps out into your life, when you finally awaken her and you finally embrace who and truly what you really are and allow her to come out and radiate out into all areas of your life, and she brings that energy out through you, she attracts unlimited love, unlimited marvels, unlimited synchronicity, magic, miracles, unbelievable circumstances and opportunities seemingly appear out of nowhere. And people just are so attracted to you. They become so attracted to you because you move through your life with effortless grace. You move through your life with effortless nature, with effortless love, with effortless joy. And when she speaks through you from her authentic core, when she speaks her truth of who and what she truly is, everyone is attracted to her. Everyone quiets down. Everyone turns to face her and look at her and marvel at her and are inspired by her words and are inspired by her works. They surround her. They celebrate her being. They are inspired and overjoyed to receive her gifts and yet even to pay for their gifts. They think of it as a gift to be able to give back to you when you step into your goddess nature. They flood the goddess with unlimited abundance, with gratitude and joy, simply for you being who you truly, authentically, in your core of cores, truly are. That sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it? I mean, it is. It's fabulous when you watch this unfold out into your lives, when you experience it firsthand, what possibilities and potentialities can really be for you. It's unbelievable how amazingly rapid change and shift can happen for you. And that's truly who you are and what you're capable of. Now I'm hearing you out there. I'm hearing you going, yeah, but, or maybe sometimes you'll say, oh yeah, I've experienced that once or twice in my life, but I've never figured out how to keep it at that level, how to maintain it, how to sustain it. Maybe you're just shrugging your shoulders going, yeah, well, whatever, Isis. no matter where you're at along in your journey, if you're listening to this, at some point in time in your core, you are looking for something like this. You are seeking it out. And as I said, if you are a woman, if you are connected to your feminine energy, then the unlimited power of the goddess has been given to you as a gift. It is a gift, and you are completely remiss, and you're not honoring yourself, and you're not truly loving yourself if you're not fully embracing these gifts that the goddess gives you. You have unlimited access to latent talents, to unlimited energy, to unlimited vitality, to unlimited power, to unlimited magic, all coming out and radiating out from your authentic goddess nature. She is lying asleep within you. All she's waiting for you to do is to touch her shoulder, have her turn around, embrace her, access her, step into her being like you would step into a dress or a robe and allow her to fully wrap all aspects of herself around you in a loving embrace and allow her to become one with you so that she can flow unceasingly out into your life. Now, you know, some of my clients, they'll come to me with a variety of circumstances and situations and feelings that they're struggling with and that they're fearful of and afraid of overcoming. They've tried everything. They've tried therapy. They've tried psychotherapy. They've tried antidepressants. They've tried all the change your thought, change your life, all of it. They've tried all of it. None of it has really worked for them. Usually when we get down into the core dynamics of where this person is in their life, I always come back to, at some level, they're rejecting their authentic nature, who and what they truly are. They're rejecting it. They're refusing it and they're disassociating from her at some level. Well, what happens, and this is a question I often get, is what happens when you reject your authentic goddess nature and you reject your personal power? You refuse to take responsibility for your personal power. You refuse that gift. You refuse it. It's a gift that's been given to you. It's a gift that is continuously offered to you throughout your life circumstances. And every challenge that you face and every situation that you come into, every circumstance that you have the responsibility and accountability to either accept or reject that gift. But when you reject your goddess power, when you reject your authentic self, when you rail against the vital energy of who and what you truly are, chances are you are attempting to fit a mold that someone else constructed for you. You're attempting to be something or someone else other than who and what you're truly here to be. You're attempting to send out a message to other people or give a message out to someone that isn't your true message, that isn't really what you're here to do, what you're here to be, and what your message with your life is truly what your life is about. So when you're dealing with that, it's often because you have been programmed to fit inside a tiny, tiny mold, to fit your gigantic, big, unlimited, beautiful self into a teeny tiny mold that was designed and set up for you by parents who thought that this would be best for you, by a society who thinks that this is how you should be acting, looking like, acting like, pretending to be like, dress like, by well-meaning friends who say, oh, you shouldn't do that, you should do this, and even by a life partner. And frequently, especially as we get older, our life partners inform more of our decisions and we allow them to inform and influence more of our decisions than we really should. When you experience this, when you're trying to fit inside this, every single time you're going to come up with obstacles and life situations, you're going to feel sick to yourself, you're going to feel like you're a fraud, you're going to feel fraudulent, you're going to feel false, you're not going to be truly in line with who and what you really are. Many times you're going to feel like you're fighting against yourself, against your family, against your coworkers, against your job, against everything, every step of the way, all because you haven't stepped into your true nature. You haven't really accepted her fully. You haven't fallen in love with yourself and who and what you are. You haven't fallen in love with your message. You haven't committed to it. You might at times feel like your life is all about rowing a boat upstream in white rapids that are just falling out at you over and over and over, and you're fighting every step of the way. But you're trying to row this boat, push this boat upstream without a paddle. So you have to use your bare hands in this cold, cold, harsh, white water rapids. It's just flooding you every time, every step of the way. You constantly feel overwhelmed by unending frustration, aggravation, unending stress in your life. No matter what it is, it just feels like it's just coming at you a million different directions at once. And no matter what, you can't seem to get a foothold in to steer your boat to safer waters and a safer harbor. As long as you believe you have to fight yourself or fight everyone else every step of the way to work so hard to get anywhere in your life, as long as you set up those belief systems around you, you will continue to refuse to lovingly accept who you truly are and what you're truly capable of. You're refusing to accept your authentic goddess nature. You're not stepping into the flow of the universe. You're not stepping into the flow of what your goddess nature has for you. You're not stepping into your authentic flow. You're fighting against it. Life will continue to be really difficult and really rough. You'll continue to attract the life circumstances, the situations, the experiences, and the people that will continue to challenge you to break your mold, to set yourself free. It's all they're here to do. Truly, you may think you have enemies. You may think you have people who hate you or dislike you or dysfunctional. But truly, what they're really here to do is break you free, no matter what and no matter how or what it takes. They're here to try to break you out of your barriers that you set up for yourself, break you out of unhealthy life circumstances that you've attracted to yourself. when you become more and more resigned to your fate, living without happiness, living out without fulfillment, or a sense of your true authentic nature, you're just going to kind of come into a place where you wilt. And when you wilt, you perish. And this is the last thing we want you to do. We want you to spread your wings out wide. We want you to lift your hands up and lift your eyes up to the sky and say, I am a goddess. I have a message. I have work to do here. I am powerful. I am worthy. I am capable. And I have all this unlimited potential inside me. And I am fully capable of accomplishing anything I want to accomplish. And yes, even if you don't think you know what it is you want to accomplish yet, trust me, just point your boat in a good direction. Just point it in any direction that you feel called to, that you feel led to. And you'll find that unlimited synchronicities and opportunities continue to fall into your path so that you can make those things happen for yourself. However, I will tell you this. If you stop refusing to accept your goddess nature, magic will happen in your life. Guaranteed. It's amazing. As soon as you accept who and what you truly are, just magic happens. Miracles happens. It's just unbelievably amazing how rapid that is. So until you accept your authentic goddess nature and your true goddess power, things just aren't going to go your way because you're creating the belief system that you can't get them to go your way. And if you fight and you believe that fighting is the only way to achieve anything in your life, you're creating your own problems. You're creating your own fights. You're creating your own battles. And I don't know about you, but personally, I just don't want to live a life that's that difficult. It just doesn't sound fun to me. I'm tired of fighting. I don't know about you, but I just don't want to fight. I'd much rather love and have fun and celebrate and have a great time with things and enjoy my life and be creative and spontaneous and do crazy, crazy things with myself. So what can awakening your goddess, stepping into her, embracing her, and honoring your authentic goddess nature, becoming her, allowing her to become you, and being responsible and owning your goddess power, what can all of that do for you? Well, by stepping into your goddess power, it means you've come into a place where you have fallen radically in love with yourself and you've decided to commit to you for life. In one of my recent blog posts, I call it marrying yourself. Marrying yourself to a life filled with amazement. That's what happens when you step into your goddess power. That's what happens when you come into a place where you have just completely fallen in love with yourself. Unless you're being completely gentle with yourself, you're never going to be gentle with anyone else. Until you demonstrate compassion and love and unconditionality for yourself, you're never going to demonstrate that to anyone else. And who, if not you, deserves your love, your compassion, your understanding, your forgiveness, your kindness? You don't deserve your anger, your frustration, your self-hate, your self-loathing. You deserve all the other great things. You deserve your self-confidence. You deserve your self-esteem. You deserve your self-worth. You're worthy of it. If not you, then who? Nobody else out there is deserving of it as you are. And we've been raised as women to believe that that sort of behavior and mindset and thinking is very selfish of us. Then we're not putting anyone else first in our lives. And I'm telling you, guess what? The good news is you're not here to put everyone else first. You're here to put yourself first for a little while. Honor and take care of yourself first. Everybody else can take care of themselves for a little bit. They'll survive without you for a little bit, I promise you. Taking time out for yourself to really figure out who and what you are, what you're here to do, and where you're here to go, and who you choose to journey that life with, that's all for you to decide. And guess what? If you don't like that choice, you can always make another choice. That's the beauty of it. Isn't that great? So if you allow your life to flow and unfold in a direction that you've perfectly intended and decided upon, it will always ultimately be in the direction that is for your highest and best good. And guess what? Will always be for the highest and best good of everyone around you. Everyone will positively impacted by something that is ultimately for your highest and best good. And you can always tell when you get in touch with your inner compass, when you get in touch with your inner self, you'll always know what direction and what choice that is. You'll never have to look outside of yourself again. You'll always know it. In your heart of hearts, you can feel it out. You can know it for sure. When you accept your inner goddess nature and you step into your goddess power and allow her to radiate out into your life and you step into her optimal flow of energy, your inner goddess will guide you back into a natural, positive, empowered rhythm of life that gives you the dynamic energy, the vitality, the magic, and the time and energy that you need to manifest these wonderful situations and circumstances in your life. Because you're no longer taking that energy and expending it by fighting other people, other things, even yourself. That takes a lot of negative energy. It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of energy to fight. In fact, it's one of the most energy expensive things that we can do. It expends a lot of energy. It's very, very expensive. I mean, take a look at how countries fight each other and how expensive our wars are. Fighting and battling are the most expensive things that we can encounter in our life. And I got to ask you, wouldn't it be better to invest your energy into something more productive? Fighting's never productive. It's never productive. It ends up with hurt. It ends up with feelings of resentment. It ends up hurting you and hurting others around you. There is always a better way, always another way. Even if the only thing you can do is walk away, it's okay to walk away. Better that than fight, in my opinion. You can always come back and try again later, if that's your choice. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful insight? At least I think so. Your goddess power also gives you access to unlimited wisdom, unlimited courage. Most women feel very fearful in their lives or secretly very afraid. Well, your goddess power gives you unlimited access to unlimited courage, gives you unlimited confidence, unlimited and unconditional love. When was the last time you felt unconditionally loved by you? Unconditional love, one of the most powerful energies and forces of healing and life-changing force that we know of, unconditional love. How about abundance, financial abundance, feeling abundant in every aspect of your life with abundant friends, abundance in family, abundance in love, abundance in fun? I mean, abundance comes in all shapes and sizes. It's not just financial abundance, but it's in everything. Abundance in health, abundance in energy. How about feelings of abundance? Wouldn't that be a life-changing experience for you? How about unlimited creativity? Being able to creatively go any direction you choose. Finding creative solutions to problems that have just stagnated you for years and years on end. How about learning to be open to accept that creative solutions may be the best solutions in your life? How about being more artistic? How about being able to just pick up anything and be artistic and creative and have a good time with it? Doesn't matter if you're good or bad at it. You stop defining good and bad. It's just about creative expression. How about being able to speak authentically from your heart of hearts, who and what you truly are? What if you could do that? What if you could speak your truth, speak your message loud and clear from the top of the hill and tell the whole world that you're here and you're in love with it? And you love your message and you love your truth. And your truth is no longer about hurt. It's no longer about harm. It's no longer about what's bothering you, what's caused you so much pain all these years. You're no longer a victim because you've stepped into your power. You're now spreading messages of hope, love, creative abundance. You're spreading messages that are inspirational for other people to take action upon. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be wonderful? How about unlimited intelligence? See, a lot of women are afraid of their own intelligence. A lot of women are told you can't be intelligent in certain subjects, or you can only be intelligent in certain areas of your life. People aren't polymathic. That's a lie. Do you even know what a polymath is? Did you know that you have amazing abilities in many subjects? You're not just smart in one area. You're not just one faceted person. You're multifaceted. You have multiple gifts, multiple abilities, and multiple subjects that you can master and that you're totally capable of mastering and providing wonderful, wonderful contributions to humanity. Even if the only contributions you seem to think you make are to your family, those are wonderful contributions. They're powerful and life-changing for your family members. Think about that. Most women I know are polymaths, but they don't believe that they're a polymath. Most women I know, they're natural polymaths. Look up the word polymath. Search it on my website. Learn about polymathic abilities. Think about that. It's a word we only have ever used with men. How many women do you know that are polymathic, that are truly, truly ubiquitous? I know a lot of women are phenomenal in their handiwork, phenomenal chefs, phenomenal with their children, phenomenal at relationships, phenomenal at work, phenomenal writers, phenomenal artists. They're polymaths. You are polymath. Tell yourself, I'm a polymathic goddess. I don't have to be just one facet. I'm multifaceted. I have light shining out of every orifice. You have access to unlimited intelligence, I'm telling you. It's amazing. And what about joy? How about just living for the joy of it? Swinging on a swing set at midnight in the moonlight for the joy of it. Having a picnic in the moonlight for the heck of it, because it's fun. Go out and go do something wild and crazy and spontaneous and fun just for the heck of it. Don't live your life to expectations of others. Go be eccentric. Go wear a big, bright pink hat, for God's sake, if that's what you want to do. Who cares what anybody else thinks? Who cares? That's ultimately, who are they anyways? But you have everything to offer yourself. So stop worrying about what other people think of you and start being here who you are here to be. If you really want to go wear that wild and crazy outfit, go wear it. It's okay. People will love it. And if they don't, doesn't matter what they think. It only matters what makes you feel like you. If more and more people were just be who they truly are, we'd live in a very colorful, very happy, very vibrant, very spontaneous society filled with magic, filled with music, filled with laughter, and filled with giving. Think about that. Wouldn't that be something? I think that would be. I have some really great news for you, but I am going to share that on our next episode, because we're already starting to run out of time today. But next episode, we're going to be talking about how you can start by accepting who and what you truly are and how to access this unlimited goddess energy that can come into your life. You're going to learn some steps and tactics and triggers that you can learn how to come into your true nature. You're going to learn some strategies about how to identify your false self, the self that everybody expects you to be and sometimes that you largely fall into, and how that person is triggered to react, and learn how the goddess energy, how your goddess energy and how your goddess power can really change that for you and give you the opportunities that you're longing for in your life. I certainly hope you found some wonderful inspiration here today. If you have any questions, visit my website. Have a most wonderful, joyful, and blissful day creating out there.
Thank you for listening to today's show, The Alchemist with Isis Jade. If you are intrigued by the strategies and products discussed, you can visit me on my website at alchemistco.com to purchase the world's only certified organic bioenergized tools, including aromatherapy, natural perfumes, skincare, protection sprays, emotional healing, and so much more. That's alchemistco.com. Now, to get access to our bioenergized pain relief line, you can find those on warrior-relief.com. You can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. Just type in Alchemist Co. and follow me there. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to get access to our weekly podcasts, receive updates and information about our latest products, guided meditation, books, and courses, and get in on our VIP offers not available to the general public. Thank you so much for listening. Have a most delightful and wonderful day out there, living your very best life.